isn't really a visit, Mrs. Wilson. I tried that fudge recipe of yours, and I thought you might like some.
Well, thank you. George is so fond of fudge.
May I have a piece?
You had some at home, dear.
Yeah, but I haven't had any over here.
Dennis, help yourself, dear.
Why, thanks, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Dennis.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
My goodness, fudge.
Well, it's not up to your usual standard, Martha.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. My mother made that.
What? Oh. Delicious. I hadn't really tasted it.
Son, maybe you're so old that the fairy could dispense with the usual dime.
Jeepers, the tooth fairy wouldn't do that to a young little kid like me, would she?
I suppose the fairy will continue to give you a dime for a tooth.
Henry, I think this time he should go to the dentist and get that tooth pulled.
To the dentist?
Oh, come on, Alice, why not let it fall out like always?
Yeah, like always.
Remember the last tooth? It fell out while he was eating and it nearly choked him.
Jeepers, Mom. That was a couple of months ago. I was littler then.
Besides, I hear Dr. Walters is out of town for a week.
You see?
Well, all right. But you be careful. Don't wiggle that tooth back and forth, or you'll injure your gums.
Okay.
Where are you off to, son?
Mr. Wilson's such a good friend of mine. I'm going to let him be one of the first to see my loose tooth.
Bills, bills, bills. Martha, I ask you, how could we possibly use $16.50 worth of electricity in 1 month?
Well, maybe that little light in the refrigerator doesn't go off.
Martha, really? Well, I suppose there are worse things than bills.
Hi, Mr. Wilson!
And there's one of them right now.
Oh, Dennis, what do you want?
Nothing. I came to show you my loose tooth. See?
Dennis, I haven't the slightest interest of looking into that steam whistle opening of yours at a loose tooth.
George, where is it, dear?
Right here, see?
Well, my goodness.
See, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Dennis, if your mouth opened any wider, I could see your toenail.
Are those peanuts you're eating, Mr. Wilson?
They are.
Salted peanuts?
Correct again.
You sure are going to get a stomachache if you eat all those peanuts yourself, Mr. Wilson.
All right, Dennis, here, take a handful.
One of my handfuls? Or your handfuls?
Oh, open up your pocket.
Wow.
There, now is that enough?
Boy, thanks, Mr. Wilson. One pocketful's plenty.
All right, Dennis, now be quiet and let me work.
Mr. Wilson, when was the last time you lost a tooth?
Oh, when I was about 6 months old. Now, don't bother.
I'm afraid Mr. Wilson's going to lose all his teeth if he doesn't go see a dentist.
Now, Martha, I keep telling you, my trouble is only a little... Oh!
What's the matter, Mr. Wilson?
It's nothing, Dennis. Nothing at all. I have a slightly sensitive nerve that bothers me when I bite down the wrong way.
If you ask me, that sensitive nerve has a very large cavity.
Martha, I assure you, it's nothing. Besides, you know Dr. Walters is out of town. Now, I've got to get back to these bills.
Hey, Dennis! Dennis!
There's Albert. Wait till he sees my loose tooth. I've got to go now, Mr. Wilson, but I'll be back.
Well, you take your time, Dennis. Take 5 or 6 years.
Sensitive nerve, indeed.
see it?
Yep. You're gonna get a dime, okay?
I wish I had a little tooth. I'm plumb broke.
Wait till you see what I got.
Oh, yeah?
Wait till you see what I got, Tommy.
Dennis got a tooth. It's gonna fall out.
So what? Look at this.
Wowie!
Jeepers, Tommy, what a swell myth.
Get it for your birthday?
Nope. Then why didn't your folks buy the myth for you?
They didn't. There's this new dentist in town, Dr. Cadwell, who's got a big box full of swell gifts he gives to kids.
You mean every time you go?
Nah, just the first time. And if you're good.
Just for being good, all I get is almost 5 cents.
You should see the swell basketball he's got there.
A basketball?
Boy, we could sure use one of those.
You know what? I think I'll go see him about pulling my loose tooth.
That's a swell idea, Dennis.
Hey, could I get a tooth pulled too?
Listen, Dennis, your folks will never let you go to the dentist just on account of a loose tooth.
Oh, no? You kids just wait right here. Dennis!
Just what made you change your mind about wanting to go to the dentist?
Jeepers, Dad. You heard Mom, didn't you? A little kid like me could choke on a big tooth like this.
A little kid could he? Seems to me there's more to this than meets the eye.
Well, I think it's a fine idea. A child his age should get into the habit of going to the dentist.
Sure. You wouldn't want me to have a sensitive nerve like Mr. Wilson, would you?
Okay, you win. But who's he going to go to with Dr. Walters out of town?
Oh, Tommy just went to a swell new dentist. Dr. Cadwell. Little kids don't even cry when they go to him.
I've heard of Dr. Cadwell, Henry. He's supposed to be very good.
You're the boss.
I'll call and make an appointment right away.
Oh, tell him the sooner the better, Mom.
Dennis, just why are you so happy about going to the dentist?
Happy?
Yes, happy.
Gee, Dad, I must be kind of dumb, huh?
Seeing this very afternoon?
Just over a loose tooth?
Well, I told you, Tommy. Now we gotta do is hope that some kid doesn't beat me to that swell basketball.
What you eating?
Salted peanuts. You guys want some?
Sure.
Give me some, Dennis.
Okay. Sure are good, aren't they? You know, Mr. Wilson gave them to me when... Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Dennis?
My dumb old tooth came out. Yep, it's a real tooth, all right.
Now you won't have any reason to go to the dentist.
What are you gonna do now, Dennis?
I don't know, Alvin. Only there was some way of putting this old tooth back in my head until... Glue!
Glue?
Sure! I fix everything with glue. Come on, guys!
Dennis, it depends on what I broke last. I think it's in the kitchen.
Come on, I like it. Here it is. Hey, this one takes 2 hours to dry.
That's no good, Dennis. To keep your mouth open that long, your folks might get suspicious.
You could tell them you're yawning.
Dennis, here's one. It glues... paper, glass, china, and it's quit drying.
That's the one, Alvin.
Come on, Dennis. Now, open your mouth and give me the tooth.
Boy, it sure is dark down there.
Now we'll put a little glue... Maybe I better put it on the tooth stick. Let it dry for a couple of seconds. Then I'll stick it in your mouth.
The question is, will it hold?
Of course it'll hold. If it doesn't... Oh, hi, Mr. Mitchell.
Okay, Dennis, you can close your mouth now and tell me why you're so anxious to go to the dentist.
If I close my mouth, I can't talk.
In 1 minute, you won't be able to sit either.
Yes, sir. Well, if you go see this Dr. Cadwell, he might give you things.
Like this swell baseball glove.
Or a swell basketball.
I'd ask them for a baby sister.
See, well, fellas, I'm afraid you're just going to have to find somebody else with a loose tooth.
Somebody else? Gee, Dad. But that's a swell idea. Come on, gang.
Kids, wait right here. Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, if you came after my apple, you're too late.
Guess what? I've got an appointment this afternoon with Dr. Cadwell, a swell new dentist.
Well, that's just fine. You give him my regards.
You see, George, Dennis is going to the dentist.
My mom says there's nothing more important than keeping your teeth.
And she's perfectly right, dear.
Well, my mother never saw a dentist till she was 65. She kept her teeth till she was 90.
Yes, she did. Right on top of the dresser while she slept.
Boy, that sounds like an awful place to sleep.
Yes, we wouldn't want to make you late for your dental appointment.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Wilson. I don't have to go anyway.
You don't have to go, but I thought you said...
My tooth fell out all by itself. See? So I thought maybe you'd like to go in my place.
Oh, you did you?
But that's a wonderful idea. I've heard Dr. Cadwell's a fine dentist.
Now, Martha, my tooth is perfectly... Oh.
Boy, Mr. Wilson, that sure is a mean old sensitive nerve you've got.
Oh, all right, Martha. All right, I'll go see Doc Walters as soon as he returns to town.
Now, this has gone far enough. I'm going to call Alice and tell her that you'll take Dennis's appointment.
Dennis's appointment? Oh, great Scott.
He's gone! Wilson?
Oh, well, thank you for accompanying me, Dennis. I believe I can find my way to the dentist chair from here.
I couldn't let you wait all by yourself, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, I assure you...
May I help you?
This is Mr. Wilson. He's got to see the dentist.
Dennis.
Wilson.
At 2:00.
Strange. I don't find your name, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, you don't? Well, that's all right, miss. I'll call back tomorrow.
Mr. Wilson, is Mrs. Wilson going to be sore at you?
But Dennis, you heard the young lady. If I have no appointment...
But Mom talked to the dentist himself about you.
Oh, well, that explains it. Dr. Cadwell simply forgot to enter it in the book.
You see?
Wait over there, please.
Boy, you sure are lucky, Mr. Wilson. You know, you almost didn't get to see him.
Yes, I'm the lucky one.
Don't be nervous, Mr. Wilson. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I am not nervous, Dennis, and stop patting my hand.
If you're not nervous, why are you looking at that magazine upside down?
Oh, well, it's easier on the eyes that way. Just leave me alone.
Mr. Wilson.
No. It's that little girl over there.
Right this way, Mr. Wilson.
I just remembered I left something on the stove. I'll be right back.
Come now, Mr. Wilson.
Now, Doctor, if you're busy, I just...
Mr. Wilson, please. Now just sit right down. It's not an electric chair, you know.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, remember, big people don't cry.
Little boy, please wait outside.
Okay, Mr. Dentist. But if his eyes start to water, it's just because he's thinking of something sad.
Oh, Dennis. Cunningham College? I never heard of the place.
Now, I assure you, Mr. Wilson, it's a fully accredited school. Cunningham, old Cunningham, will be true to you.
Accredited for what?
basket weaving.
Now open your mouth, please. Well, I hope this drill isn't getting dull again.
Dull again? Doctor, how many years have you been in this profession?
How long? Let's see. In 1956, I first got my start drilling for offshore oil.
Offshore oil?
Now, Mr. Wilson, I assure you I haven't lost a patient yet, but it does make my hand a little bit steadier if the patient shows a little faith in me.
Yeah, well, it's right over there.
Who is doing this, Mr. Wilson, you or me?
May I ask you something?
You most certainly may.
Do you mind if I look over the free gifts for Mr. Wilson while he's in there?
Free gifts?
The ones Mr. Wilson can pick from if he's a good patient.
Does this hurt?
Uh-uh.
Does this hurt?
Uh-uh.
How about this?
Oh! You bit me! Well, it's your own fault. You hurt me. What?
What did you say, little boy?
The lady outside says her appointment is with the other Dr. Cadwell. This is the wrong dentist, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, you can say that again, Dennis.
The other Dr. Cadwell is across the street. Poor unsuspecting soul. Joan!
Oh, thank you, Dr. Cadwell. Thank you. Yep, this is the place all right.
Well, at least the child came out looking happy.
Yeah, and if a little girl like that didn't cry, Mr. Wilson, maybe you won't either.
You know, Dennis, I just can't understand this strange preoccupation of yours.
Mr. Wilson!
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Right this way.
Yes, I'll be...
Great Scott!
Say again, Mr. Wilson.
Me again? Oh, of course. You just saw my brother, Cecil.
Your brother?
Yes, we're identical twins.
Are you sure you just don't have two offices and run fast?
No, Dennis.
Now, right this way, please, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I see you went to the same school as your brother.
Do you mind?
Oh, no. I just hope you're a little less painful than he is.
Well, in that case, Bass, we'd better give you a little gas. Then you won't feel a thing.
Oh, fine. An excellent idea.
Do you mind taking off your glasses, please?
Oh, no, of course.
Now, this will cost you $5 extra, of course.
$5? Haven't you something a little less expensive that'll do the same job?
I could try hitting you on the head, of course.
Very amusing.
Well, in that case, perhaps we'd just better give you a painkiller. That won't cost you anything.
Oh, good.
Now open wide, please.
Yeah, on second thought, let's forget about the painkiller. You just try to be careful.
Very well. Oh, we do seem to have something here.
Hey!
For heaven's sakes, I haven't even touched you yet.
Mr. Dentist? Can I ask you something?
Yes, little boy.
The toys aren't all gone, are they?
Oh, no, the toys, they're out there, locked in my closet.
Do you still have that swell basketball?
I have.
Oh, boy.
However, it's not for you this time.
You mean Mr. Wilson bit you, too?
I mean that they're just for child patients.
But I brought Mr. Wilson in to you, and he didn't even want to come.
Little boy, will you please wait outside?
Just a minute. What's this all about, Dennis?
He gives well things to people. And I brought you to him, and now he won't give me that basketball.
Little boy, out.
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, Doc.
I didn't. And will you please stop trying to talk with your mouth full of my hand?
Oh!
You bit me! You did it on purpose.
I did not. However, I can't say I'm sorry. You torturer, you! Come on, Dennis, we're going home.
Well, he sure fixed that nerve in a hurry, didn't he, Mr. Wilson?
If he didn't fix it, I'm not going to let him fix it. Come on.
Mrs. Wilson sure is going to be sore at you about not getting that bad nerve fixed.
Dennis, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you that basketball myself.
You are? Are you feeling all right, Mr. Wilson?
Of course. Why, it's the least I could do for a good friend such as you.
You're about the best friend I've ever had, too.
Dennis, let's not say anything to Mrs. Wilson about what happened. You know how easily women get upset over nothing.
Boy, do they ever. Like Mom running downstairs screaming just because she found that little pet alligator of mine swimming around in the bathtub.
Dennis, that's a perfect example. Come on.
Oh, George, aren't you glad it's all over? And I won't have to nag you about going to the dentist anymore.
Yes, I certainly am, Martha.
Did he say anything about coming back?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't think he expects to see me for a long, long time.
Isn't that wonderful?
But he wanted to buy it for me, Dad.
Dennis, the way you scheme to get this ball, you don't deserve it. Now, I'm going to pay for it, but it's coming out of your allowance a little each week. Mr. Wilson?
Oh, come in, Mitchell. Come in.
Mr. Wilson, I want to pay you for this basketball.
Oh, no, Mitchell. I wouldn't think of it. After all, it was a gift.
You see, Dad?
I insist.
Oh, no, put your money away. I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
Well, I...
However, if you insist, it came to $4.29 with the tax.
Now, George, if you bought the basketball as a gift for Dennis...
Well, you see, dear, it wasn't exactly a gift.
You see, he really bought it for me, because that mean old Dennis wouldn't give us a basketball.
I don't understand.
Here you are, Mr. Wilson, $4.29. Oh. I've got to get along home.
Thank you, Mitchell. Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay.
Explain something to me, dear. Since when do you get basketballs at a dentist's office?
Now, Martha, it's nothing you'd be interested in. Goodbye, Dennis.
I wouldn't ask any more questions if I were you, Mrs. Wilson.
Dennis, run along now. Your father's waiting.
You wouldn't, dear? Why?
Because Mr. Wilson doesn't want to get you all worried.
Oh, Dennis.
George Wilson, did something happen at the dentist's office that you haven't told me?
Boy, she sure wormed that out of us in a hurry, didn't she?
Now, Martha, it's nothing to get excited about. You see, there were these two dentists. They were identical twins, and they were both terrible, and... Well, I have every intention of going to Dr. Walters the very moment he returns to town.
Well, then, you'll be delighted to know that the afternoon paper says he got back this morning.
Oh, joy.
Don't be scared, Mr. Wilson, because I'll be right beside you.
Why, thank you, Dennis. That's awfully thoughtful of you.
That's okay. I want to go along just in case Dr. Walter starts to give presents away, too.
Good grief.
Film production. from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.